Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 168. Today is Saturday, June the 1st, 2019. How on earth are we at June already? What? This is crazy. So anyway, while I'm still trying to work out where this year's going, I'm your host, Lita, and joining me this week in that chair, I got it right, yay, is Zortz. Hey, Zortz, thank you, and welcome.
Well, hello, everyone.
Thanks for coming and hanging out with me. I appreciate it. And
no problem.
How you been? Good? Busy?
I've been all right, man. I've been good.
Sweet. You know. Excellent.
Still above dirt, so, you know, can't complain about that.
Yay. That's always a positive thing. Excellent. All right. Now, we have got a special guest this week. This person I've wanted to talk to for quite some time, so I'm really super excited that he said yes to come and have a chat with us this week. We have got Two Shanks. Heyo, how are ya?
Hey, pretty good. How about you?
Good. I'm doing good. I'm super excited today. So thank you for saying yes. That's the big thing. And we get to have a chat about you and what you've done, especially within the challenges. So I'm excited to do that. So first off, Two Shanks, do you want to tell everyone just a little bit about yourself, so the player behind the character?
Yeah, so I'm 26, live in California. I guess outside of video games, interest would be like sports, esports, stuff like that. For video games, mostly just play WoW, sometimes play like Diablo 3 when... like every like fifth season when I'm not like bored of it. Mm-hmm. And then like CSGO with friends, stuff like that.
Okay.
Cool, man. Cool. So how long have you been playing WoW, and when did you first start trying challenge characters?
I first started playing WoW in vanilla. I would like go over to a friend's house and play with. But I think so, like, first time I really started playing WoW was, like, in Wrath. Mm-hmm. And then the first time I played the challenge was, when was Dragon Soul? Like, the end of Kata?
Yeah.
So, whenever that was, like, 8 years ago or whatever. So, that was the first time I tried it. I tried it, like, with, like, a raid, someone I raided with. Like, I got to, like, level 20 and then kind of just stopped doing it. So, like, when I really started playing it was in WoD.
Okay.
All right. So, sub question. Since you did go over to your friend's house and kind of dabble in the vanilla thing, are you looking forward to Classic, and you're going to try it out? And
regular? Yeah, well, I'm definitely going to try it out. Mm-hmm. I don't know, like, I mean, I didn't play it a lot. Like, I never raided, so it's not like I have a whole lot to look forward to other than nostalgia.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm at least going to try it. I don't know if I'll enjoy it more than, you know, like a month of nostalgia or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. All right. So, for the moment, though, let's talk about what are you currently focused on with your challenges? Because, obviously, I want to talk about what you've done in a minute. First off, I want to know what you're currently... are you currently working on anything with the challenges?
I haven't really been too active since I hit 120 on my I guess Bloodthirsty. I started leveling a troll hunter just because I don't know, I really wish I had I went troll for my Bloodthirsty just for that extra 20% experience. But yeah, I haven't really been doing that a whole lot. Like, whenever we have, like, a new contest, I'll probably get back into it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's talk about what you have accomplished, which is, you know, again, it's no small feat because it's amazing. Not many people have been able to do it. You hit 120 a couple months ago with Too Thirsty. And the other thing is that you are classed as not only being bloodthirsty, but you're also classed as being iron, because this is a tune that you created. Was it WOD that it was created?
I think it was WOD. I would have to check. It was WOD because it was before Specs.
Yes. So therefore, for you, for that tune, you were able to do that. Like players can't do that now. Anyone who wants to try the challenge can't do it. But because you had created that character, you know, way back then, and it was grandfathered in when we have changes with expansions and all that. So for you, you are probably the one and only time we're going to have one tune that's going to be both an iron as well as a blood. So what was your journey like on with Too Thirsty? So, you know, tell us all about it, because I'm really intrigued.
First of all, if you ask me like what the character was or like what challenge I did in, I'd probably just say like Bloodthirsty and Whites. Mm-hmm. Like I wouldn't really consider an Iron Man.
Yep.
So I started in WOD before Specs. Mm-hmm. And scaling and all that stuff.
Yep.
So 1 to 60, what I basically did was I just hunted rares. Like I would, you know, go to Lachmanon, log on every hour, do like a lap.
Yes.
And then just like go play like a different gym. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, you go to Wetlands and the respawn timers on rares is a bit longer. So maybe mm-hmm. come back every 2 hours and stuff like that.
Yep.
And then like in later zones, like Blasted Lands,
mm-hmm.
Like maybe I would go to like Swamp of Sorrows and then go to Blasted Lands and just like, you know, keep doing laps. Yep. So 1 to 60 was all pretty much rares for the most part.
Okay. Right.
And there's like kind of like three stages of Bloodthirsty for me. Like mm-hmm. there was like rares, because like those are pretty much quests, right? So, like, it doesn't feel, like, too grindy. Like, it's still mm-hmm. grindy, but it doesn't feel too bad.
Yeah.
And then once I got to, like, BC, it was, I don't know, like, I had to, like, kind of, like, get, like, reacclimated to the challenge, because it was just, like, grinding kills over and over mm-hmm. again. And yeah, it was just very different and hard for me to get, like, kind of used to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of noticed that myself, because I just got my Bloodthirsty to 60 last mm-hmm. night, and I jumped into Zangarmarsh at 58
mm-hmm.
and it's just like running in this giant circle killing the same things for like an hour and a half at this point, and it's like, wow,
yeah,
this is very definitely different now.
Yeah,
it's like, okay, 1 to 60, okay, I need to kill like 10 rares, okay, to get a level. Now I have to do 400 kills with rested XP.
yeah.
Like, it's just very, it's a very different feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I guess the third phase was, like, a month before BFA, I decided that I was going to, like, kind of push for, I was 93, I was going to push, so, like, I just wanted to finish the challenge mm-hmm. to, like, you know, to finish. Like, that was, like, my best chance to hit max level, so I kind of went for it.
Yep.
And I had, like, 17 levels left, and you get, like, 15% rested XP a day, right?
Yep.
So the majority of that was, like, without rested XP. So instead of, you know, like, 600 kills with rested XP, it was, like, 1,200 that would meet per level or something like that. Like, it just felt really bad.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot, isn't it? Like, it does become that 1 to 60. It feels really, I don't really want to use this name, but I think, like, cruisy as such. Like, you know how much I love killing rares. Like, it is just fun hunting them down. But looking for rares beyond kind of in Outlands and Northrend, becomes, it doesn't become fun anymore because you've got to go hunting. You've really got to go hunting. And you kind of like, ah, damn it. So now, you know, I need to stick within a spot and just grind. And that's, you know, that's what it becomes. So then with, obviously the game has changed while you've played this tune too. Because as you said, you've made that tune back in WOD. So we've had WOD, Legion, and BFA. So we've had these changes. How did you adapt with the changes of the expansions? Just, I mean, literally on one tune. It's only with one tune.
Well, I think I was like 63 when like Legion pre-patch came out, which I think that's the patch that got rid of specs, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I think it got a bit easier, right? Because, I mean, like with specs, you did a bit more damage and a bit more utility. Well, actually, I remember, like, Hunter, they got rid of, like, Freezing Trap. Like, you had, like, survival for Freezing Trap. I think, if I'm not mistaken there.
That sounds very familiar.
Which, I mean, I would argue that that made it Hunter actually kind of worse because, I mean, you didn't really need more damage because Hunter already had decent damage. But then they gave it back, so then, yeah, that felt, I guess it got a bit easier. Then, let's see, I was, I think, 90 or 91 when, like, you know, 7.3.5 or whatever, where, like, they got scaling and mobs had, like, 2 times more HP and 2 more times more damage.
Yep.
It's slowed down a bit, but the spot I was at, it wasn't too bad. Like, let me think of the spot, actually. So it's like east of the garrison. Like, there's those little plants, and like, they don't hit too hard. There's like groups of three of them.
Oh yeah.
And if you're able to CC like humanoids, I think they are. It's not too bad because like you CC one, you pull the other one, and like one of them hits on you. It's not too bad, but you kill it quickly, so then your pet gets the other one.
Okay.
So it wasn't too bad. And then like Legion, do they still have like the nerf where like stuff is like really easy to kill? Like once your artifacts, like they got rid of like the artifact, right? And then like stuff became like trivial, almost.
I don't know if it was so much that. I think it was, it certainly changed. Yeah, it feels like a really long time ago. Even Legion, I must admit. A bit fuzzy. Legion got
there's
wolves.
Like, yeah. So like in WOD, like there was like wolves around that area, and like it's very similar to like how leveling in BFA was. Okay. But in Legion, like I could pull like one mob, like a real mob, and like keep min pet up, and my pet like HP would get to like 90%, and like it would take like 20 seconds to kill. So like Legion really wasn't too bad.
All right.
And so, if I could like talk to or like address what Nisi's, is it Nisi?
Nisi.
Sorry if I butchered that. Nisi. Sorry.
Yeah.
The thing with scaling, like bouncing out specs, like I would agree with you like somewhat. It kind of did it in a different way. Like if you had specs, like warrior, like you were kind of, you know, like before specs, you had like three abilities. You had like victory rush and like charge and like you had some other ability where like I like tried to do one and like I died at like 40 to like a named mod that was like 9 levels under me. So
yeah,
So, like, it kind of got rid of that, but, like it's, like, you can't, you know, like, you can't go, like, kill, like, mobs that are, like, lower level anymore. So it like, kind of makes it more difficult in some respects.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the great things about before the change was, okay, you move into a new zone or a new part of a zone, and there's, you know, the mob's levels change, and then it's like, oh, this is a little too much. Let me fall back to over here.
Yeah.
Grind out these little...
Let's go back to green
mobs. We're
now
green instead of red, because they're so low level. You can't, you know, that taking that out really did kind of force us to rethink things.
Yeah, so no more it did, like, kind of balance it out, but, like, I think that's probably why we haven't seen very, like, have we seen a BFA 120? Zero, or 1 to 120 BFA character?
1 to 120, no, we did have somebody do it on one of the Dark Irons recently.
Yes.
Well, I would probably,
execute,
I mean, I would
it,
count that.
His Dark Iron,
I would count that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think that's probably why we haven't
seen
that.
I mean, that proves it can be done, so.
Yeah.
I mean, to everybody that's been screaming the sky is falling,
I mean, as someone who was able to kill stuff in BFA, it was definitely doable, but like it could have been like really grindy.
So during your whole journey, and not just on, you know, your max character, you know, any other characters you put this through in challenges, what's been your fondest memory of it so far?
I think the first time I hit max, so like 2 days before BFA, I think that time that I hit max level, I think that's probably my fondest memory. And then I guess outside of that, like probably the first time I like made it out of vanilla, like to 60, like that felt really well, good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great feeling. Yeah. That's a great feeling. Having finally relived that this week, I'm like, yay!
Yeah, because it's... I don't know, it's like... I think it's, like, important in the challenge to keep, like, perspective. Like, every time you hit, like, a new record or, you know, like, when you finish a new expansion you haven't finished before, like, I think that's, like, a really good feeling.
That's true. And to cherish those moments, because, you know, it can be... It can be, like, grindy, whether you're doing Bloodthirsty, like, doesn't matter which challenge you're doing, but absolutely. So, no, I mean, they're good memories to have, and obviously you would have a lot of fantastic memories from this tune that you've had. Do you know what your play time was? Do you remember what your play time on Too Thirsty was?
I could check. I think it's about 15 days.
Okay. Wow.
I'm like, I like play a lot. Like, I'm a type of player that like plays a lot. Like, I get like really into it, play a lot, and then I go like on like a 6 month hiatus.
Yeah. That's okay. So, I think, you know, that there's
so like I could not have done like, is it fur?
Fair.
I could not have done what she did. Where she did like that daily, like every single day. I think like she said she missed like no days or one day. I'm like, I could not have done that.
Yeah. She's amazing, honestly. Yes, absolutely. Okay, so then tell us with the leveling again for you. So 1 to 60 was easy going around, obviously back in ward and looking at that. Is there, actually, I probably prefer to say, where did you not go to? That's probably, like, the easiest. When you look at the game now, is there places that you would say, okay, if you're questing as an Iron, if you're questing as a Bloodthirsty, don't, you know, these are not good places to go. Do you have anything?
Yeah, so... like, there's probably a few zones. I mean, obviously Red Ridge was, that's like the obvious answer. I'm pretty sure everyone's just going to say, don't do like the second half of Red Ridge.
Yeah.
with like the level scaling, I actually used to really like Arathi, but I think it's kind of bad for most characters now, or most classes. Like with the like added HP, like it takes a really long time to kill anything. So like the escort quest is really hard.
Yeah.
There's the quest where you have to kill two named mobs unless you have like some kind of CC. Then it's not going to go well at all. There's like Hinterlands. There's like that slime boss that's pretty hard now, and the troll area is pretty bad. I actually never go to Duskwood. Is it called Duskwood? The one.
Good man.
Like 25 to 30 or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I never go there. I never really liked it because of stealth mobs. And then there's like the, you know, the Legion quest or whatever. Where
I know that real well.
Yeah, so I don't even know where that is because, like, I don't care. I'm just not going to go there.
Yeah.
Well, when I ran into it, I was running from the town up to where the tower or the Flightmaster, one of the two, was.
Yeah.
And he was right in the middle of the road and just one-shot me. And it was like, oh, well, that's freaking a lot of words I can't repeat.
It just feels really bad. Yeah. There's some deaths that just feel really bad. And then I also don't do Stranglethorn at all. Like Yeah, I just don't. Like, anything with stealth mods, like, I just try to stay away.
That's probably not a bad idea, actually. That's probably, like, a good tip. Anywhere that's got stealth mobs, stay away.
Yeah,
stealthy, you know, it's not worth it, definitely.
Yeah.
So, what was your most go-to zones, especially higher up? Did you have anything?
Higher up, as in like BFA Legion.
Yeah.
So in Legion, for WoW, there was, you know, that spot next to the Garrison. That's a really good spot. I think it's Stormheim. Where I think Never Died leveled.
Okay.
It's by a flight path, and there's just, like, a bunch of yellows, and you can just run around and kill those. And there's, like, nothing really bad that's going to hurt you there.
Okay. All right.
Well, actually, that's, like, what I prioritize. I just prioritize neutral mobs. So then, like,
All right.
I probably shouldn't say this, but, if you AFK for a second, it's not too bad, or might not be too bad.
Well, emergencies pop up sometimes, you know, by the time you think you've logged out and you come back, you might not have actually, so yellow.
Or
so yellow
DC
was good.
Or...
Yellow was good, okay.
If you DC, don't have to worry about paths, like, it's just really relaxing.
Okay, alright.
Or as relaxing as you can get.
Yeah.
In BFA, there's, so... If you, like, take the boat to the Alliance area, like, if you just, like, get on your water strider and go, like, a bit north, there's, like, this area. Don't go too far north, because seriously, these, like, hydras are, like, I don't know, scary.
Yep.
but there's, like, I don't know, like, these deer and stuff like that, and it's, like, a pretty good spot. There's nothing really to worry about, well, other than, you know, the mobs himself, but like you don't have to worry about pulling extra or anything like that.
Okay, that's a really good tip. I'm gonna keep that in my foremost mind, so thank you for that.
There's what you can actually do, which actually saved me one time when I DC'd, is what I would do. Like every time I pulled a mob, I would place a freezing trap at my feet.
Yep.
And, like, when I DC'd, like, the mob just, like, after it killed my pet, and trust me, like, things are going to definitely kill your pet all the time. Like, it would wander into the freezing trap, and, like, when I got back, it would still be frozen. So,
yeah.
I mean, like, the one time I needed it to work, it did. So, yeah, that was good.
You know, okay. I never thought of that, and that seems like such an obvious thing to do.
Yeah. I normally do that on rares. I don't think about doing it on normal mobs, but yep, you're very valid. Very valid. Freezing trap is God. Okay.
I actually have one work really pretty good tip that I found.
Yep.
It's with the level scaling. So the this doesn't really work in the beginning. Like mm-hmm. I haven't been able to figure out how level scaling really works in the beginning. It's like kind of weird. Okay. But like I would say past like I don't know Wad or Wrath even. Like so if you get to what I would do is I would get to 24.99, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what I would do is then I would like log out. Okay, if you do that, when you log back in, the mobs will still be a level below you.
Okay.
Okay. Then when you log in, you can just like keep killing forever how long, like till you get bored or can't play anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And like the mobs will still be a level below you. Like they will not change. Like I went up all the way up to like 60%. And the reason why that's important is because like in BFA, like if the mob was the same level, my pet would like pretty much die every pull with mm-hmm. all my cooldowns.
Yeah.
But like if they were below level, like I wouldn't even have to use all my cooldowns and my pet would be fine. So like it made a lot easier. And the reason why it's 24.99 is because like if you log out at 25.01 or whatever, mm-hmm. they will level up when you log out and log back in. So, like, you're maximizing the time that they're easy, I guess.
Okay. Interesting. All right.
Now, during your journey, and it happens to everybody, some of us more than others, you know, eventually your toon's going to get whacked. They're going to die. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But there's some that are just so unbelievably ridiculous. You know, they stick out forever. Dark Riders. So, in your time, what has been one of the worst or most embarrassing ways you've had a challenge to bite the dust?
So there's two, and I guess this would be added in the zones that I never went back to.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is Western Plaguelands. I died on an iron. Mm-hmm. Whatever that main city is, like there's a quest where there's a cutscene, right? And there's like look up in the sky and then like you see like these Valkyries or whatever.
Oh, Anderhalt.
Yeah. Like there was like a bug where like I like glitched up to like where the mob was, and like it dropped me to my death.
Oh.
And. Like, I don't know, like, I've never heard of anyone else dying like that.
Mm.
So, like, it's probably, like, a very low chance of happening, but, like, I never went back to that place.
Yeah.
And then the second one was actually on my first Bloodthirsty.
Okay.
The one I got to 120 was actually, like, my second, I think. But the first one died. It was in Eastern Plaguelands.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like Light's Hope Chapel.
Mm-hmm.
I like logged out in an inn. You know how there's like that elite that pats around in that area kind of close by?
Yes.
Okay, I logged in. Someone had pulled that elite to the inn. And it does like this cleave. The first time the cleave hit me, like, it hit me to, like, 10%, and, like, I tried running away, and the guy followed me. So, yeah, that's how I lost my first Bloodthirsty, so.
Oh, my lord. Ow.
Ow.
Yeah, that one did not feel good, but.
Yeah. Especially considering, you know, like, when someone else has done. There does have to be something said for, you know, when other players, through whatever choices that they're making that has an impact on you who is doing a solo thing, and it affects whether it's kills on a passy or, you know, or killing off your tune through iron or bloods or whatever. But, ow, that's... That one hurt. Do you remember when did you do your first blood? Back in Ward, yeah?
Yeah, it was... Yeah. I don't know. It was probably a few months before I started my other one.
Yeah.
And, I don't know how you... you have a couple bloods, don't you?
Couple.
Couple.
Okay.
Couple. Couple of handfuls.
BZ has, like, a lot. Like, I can't, like... I don't know, like... I don't necessarily find it that enjoyable.
Oh, okay.
So, like, starting over for me just feels really bad. I don't know. It's, like, somewhat relaxing. Like, I don't know. I find, like, pacifist and bloodthirsty, mm-hmm. like, very relaxing.
Yeah. Because,
you know, you can, like, kind of relax and watch Netflix, I mean, or something. Like, probably not a good tip, but, yeah, you can do it.
You can. Depends how much you kind of zone out, right? It's there's levels of zoning out. It's when you zone out to the degree that you've just done something silly on the tune that you're like, right, done. So
yeah, well, I guess like something, maybe something you can listen to, or like yeah. don't mind if you miss something in the show or something like that.
Yeah. Exactly. But I mean, that's still good. You've got to feel comfy. Like, you don't want to be kind of sitting there the whole time being like, you know, being stressed. You need to have a level of kind of chill so you can work with the tunes. But yeah, Nisi, you have a few. A few.
Yeah, well, I know she has me. A lot.
A few, yeah.
She has like 10.
Just a couple.
Well, I don't even know. That might be underselling it, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. I know I don't have as many bloods as Nisi does, but 810, Stone says. Okay, that's the number we're going with.
Nisi says 888.
About, 800 plus, exactly. Okay, any more tips or tricks that you want to throw out there to anyone wanting to try any of the challenge tunes? Basically, Two Shanks, like anything.
Well, I mean, there's obviously, like, read the rules, read the FAQ.
Yes.
I mean, people are happy to help you out, but that's, like, a good start.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably say just, like, start with a class you enjoy. Or, like, mm-hmm. like don't choose, like, the hardest challenge or, like that's what I would try to do. Like, if it's a challenge, you might as well make it the hardest. Like, don't do, like, you know, like, if you enjoy playing a hunter... Don't just not do it because it's, you know, considered, you know, in quotes, easy. Mm. Or the easiest or whatever. Like, just play what you enjoy. Just, like, that's probably the best way to, like, get into the challenge. Is mm-hmm. instead of, like, playing a class you hate or not that good at yet or whatever.
Yeah.
Start with what you enjoy and then, like, you know, try other stuff later on.
That's right. You've got to build it. I mean, sometimes it's building it up. It's no use jumping on something you don't understand. You can get a feel for it with your favorite class, most definitely. So, no. Okay, Zortz, any more questions for Two Shanks? Otherwise, we'll see how his week's been.
Nope. Nope, I got nothing.
Nope. You've given us lots of information, so thank you, Two Shanks, because it's, you know, as we said, you've managed to get technically a blood iron, maybe that's what we call it, a blood iron, which will probably be the only time we get to see that, so that's amazing. So again, congratulations on your 120 with Too Thirsty, which is amazing. But how's your week been? Have you been back into WoW this week or busy playing other things?
No, I've been playing WoW. Mm-hmm. I've gotten kind of into mount farming, I guess, recently.
Oh,
so
nice.
I've been doing a lot of that.
Yep. Chasing anything in particular?
No, not really. Just like grinding out like pretty much everything that drops mm-hmm. from like raids or dungeons. I got, I actually got, I run, like, two tunes through, like, Thunder raids, and like I got the Alice Razor mount on the first one, and then I ran it a second time and I got it on that tune. So
nice.
So back to back.
Wow. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah, so I guess I'll just have that one in my like bank or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, just in case. You never know. Just in case if Blizzard changes things. Yeah. Oh, well, that's good. Anything else that you've been doing?
I mean, I was doing, like, Mythic Plus for a bit, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know. Not that much anymore. Like, just run, like, my weekly 10, and then...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, well, it still sounds like you're pretty busy anyway, which is good, and still having fun in everything that you're doing in WoW, so that's awesome. So again, congratulations on your 120, because that's what we all strive for, and you know that you've made it to that with Too Thirsty. So so yeah, alrighty. Zorts, what you been doing? What's been happening?
I'm working a lot. We're on mandatory overtime.
Real life.
Still.
Real life. Yes.
Real life has been cutting into a lot of time to do other things. So it's pretty much work, eat, and sleep these days.
Yep.
I did manage to get 2 bloods leveled this week.
Yay.
I got my big one up to 60.
Mm-hmm.
And right after I hit 60, I started getting some stuttering in the game. And I was like, wow, that... Hearth out of here. Let's get out now before something horrible happens.
Mm-hmm.
So lucked out there, and then I got my warlock bloodthirsty up to 34, maybe about an hour before we started the call.
Nice.
So
well done. Well, that's all right. Getting there.
And just kind of watching some classic WoW streams when I got time, and.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoying all the rage people are having because they don't know what they're doing and they're reporting bugs that aren't bugs.
Yeah.
It's always hilarious.
Yeah. So are both of you guys going to try doing some sort of iron or blood when
yes.
classic? Yeah.
Yes.
Both? Zorts?
I've got to try both, probably.
Okay. All right. 2 shanks?
It may drive me finally over the edge, but...
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I'll probably just play, like, for, like, the first month, like, just normal. And then mm-hmm. when I get bored, if I get bored, then I'll probably move on to the challenge.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. I think it's one of those things that it's nice to... have variety, so you know, and I think like I'm gonna give it a go. I don't think I'll devote a huge amount. I think I've got enough to do, but you know, it's something that I want to try, so we'll see how that goes. Yeah,
DC in chat says we got to do a classic team.
Nice,
so we'll be doing that.
That will be
team
fun.
Pop a classic,
mm-hmm. exactly. Oh, how's Team Puppet rides again?
Oh, yeah,
going?
They're,
I missed the stream. Did you? Okay, I missed the stream. Sorry, I was baking.
Yeah,
funny
no,
about
we
that.
We actually ended up getting 3 levels last night instead of 2. So.
Yay! Okay. Well, that's good. That's the main thing.
No shenanigans were had. There were mm-hmm. no Zortzisms or anything like that, so.
Okay, well, that's good. As long as it's, you know, because we don't want to stop that. That's going
yeah,
really
we're
well.
We're up in winter, spring now. I think we're making our best time yet. So
nice.
We've definitely got the economy of leveling down for our team now.
Yeah, I was baking stone. I made like lots of things, but yeah, by the time I finished baking, I think they just finished the stream. The normal thing, I'd pop in, go like, hi, and they're like,
yeah, that's even the thing. I'll be like, Lita pops in. It's like, hi. It's like, hi, Lita, I'm about to go to bed.
Yeah.
I'm not on nights anymore.
Damn it, yeah. So, girlfriend behaved last night. So, well, that's good.
Yes, the spirit healer decided not to visit.
Yay. That's good. Well, congratulations, and I'm... really happy. Winterspring is such a nice place to quest in, actually.
Yeah,
it's
like
one
said,
of my favorite.
It seems like this 1 to 50 went a lot faster than the previous ones. Yeah. So we've definitely got our paths down. Even though some parts of that path, Nisi's like, I don't think we should do this. It's like, we did this last time. It was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we should do this. Like, no, we're going to be fine. We're fine. Just follow my lead, which, you know,
yeah.
Some people would say are famous last words coming yeah. from me, but we've navigated everything successfully.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, well, that's good. Well, congratulations. I'm glad that you've, you know, you've had a successful week with the tunes that you've played, which is fantastic. So let me pour some coffee. Everyone better grab your drink, because I've got a couple little stories I want to tell you. Let me fill it right up. I might need to. There we go. That'll do. All right, let me tell you about my week, because it's been interesting. So irons this week, we got some irons done. So I got my Torrin Hunter to 29. So that was great, going quite well. It feels really weird being hoard side on the iron. Feels good, but it's just, you know, finding that level of, is this a good quest again? Because I haven't been over there for a while. So, you know, it's like, yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there. I've got her down in Southern Barrens. I think we did kind of from the Northern into the Southern. So that's been okay. And then I was thinking yesterday that Dark Moon Fair starts, well, for me, it's tonight, like this afternoon. Mid-afternoon, night kind of thing. And I thought, and Zaya had given me a tip a couple of months ago, what he normally does. And I thought, you know what, that's really good. I might look at kind of doing that. And what he would do is go and make another tune ready and take them, get them to kind of level 10 and take them to Dark Moon Fair. So, you know, you've got a little bit of gold, you've got a bag to start. And I hadn't done that last month. So I thought, well, I'd done that originally with the Torrin Hunter a few months ago before I killed the Night Elf. So I thought, well, yeah, okay, I'll get this one ready. I'll level her this afternoon over in, you know, and we'll have her ready for when Dark Moon Fair hits. So I decided, well, because I've already got the Torrin, like I'm swapping between going from Alliance to Horde. So I thought, right, Alliance, what am I going to make? Let's do something different. Let's make a gnome hunter. That'll be fine. She's really cute. And away we go. So we got from level 1 to level 5. And then I took on... Actually, before I tell you that, I actually broke my own rule. That's the first problem. So there you go. I broke my own rule number 1. Which is, you do not play a challenge tune when you are tired. And I made the tune and I was like, no, 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 we can get a level 10. Level 10, that's not going to take long. That's okay. And then I will go and have a rest. Because I'd been up since 4 a.m. Started baking at 5 a.m. So by sort of 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I hadn't had a nap or anything. Yeah, so I took on Crush Rog over, you know, where High Tinker comes along and they've got to take, you know, on that mound. Yeah, it didn't go well. So I lost her at level 5. Now, it has been a really, really long time since I've lost any tune under level 10. And yeah, it's again, I broke my own rule. I knew I shouldn't, I wasn't really focused. And I think at some point, I'm not going to say I may have just dozed off for about 20 seconds. I'm not really sure, but it wasn't good. It wasn't pretty. So I thought, right, no, we will go make another tune, but I didn't start leveling her till a bit later. So I went a Night Elf Hunter and I've got her to level 12. So when which I did last night. So she's still alive, thank goodness. But she's ready to hit Dark Moon Fair when that hits. But there's my biggest tip, and I say it all the time, leader's rule number one, and I broke it yesterday. So bad leader, that's all I can say. But yeah. So anyway, on the bloodthirsty front, I did get a couple of those done. We got the human warlock hit 16, so she's going well. We're at 398 kills, which is good. I'm, you know, again, chasing rares, but also, you know, if there's a patch of, you know, if you just culling through them. And even at that level, the warlock's just mowing stuff down. Love it. Absolutely love it. So I'm really happy about that. And then I played my Lightforged Draenei Hunter, and she finally hit 40 a couple of nights ago. So again, I think I did the Western Plaguelands into Eastern Plaguelands and just rare hunting. And God, I love Western Plaguelands for rares. It really is good. So now that she's at 40, I'm going to start that where I normally do, from Eastern Plaguelands into Western Plaguelands for hunting rares, because it's so much fun. So she's at 875 kills, which is really good. I'm happy with that. And then the passies. So I got two levels on the Tauren Druid this week. So she hit 22. And again, I did a couple of explorey things and a couple of like the war boards, you know, go speak to so-and-so. He wants to give you another quest just to get a little bit of bonus XP. And some discovery, which was good. And then my big girl, I hit level 70 on, I think it was Friday night. So I'm really, really happy. It wasn't too bad. I just do some dailies and Sholazar Basin. Hello, just up and down the rivers and around the outside looking for ore. And haven't had any real issues. Other than Marcia Chase in Old Dalaran is being a cow and not giving me the dailies that I want. But, you know, that is what it is. So other than that, it's been actually not really a bad week for me. So super, super happy about that. Oh my God, I've got a level 70, guys. I've got a level 70 pacifist. Who am I? So good. So
yay!
Good. I know. It's just, it is. Two Shanks, when you say about it being relaxing, like for me, it's doing the pacifist is just gives me a level when you can get, like, obviously get away from everyone and just go mine and herb. And when you find spots where it's not too congested that you don't have to kind of sneak up and sap something, but you can kind of just flowingly gather herbs and all, it puts you into such a, you know, a very chill state. So I've really enjoyed it, which I quite enjoyed the pacifist. So yeah.
In the beginning of the expansion, there was like, I think like starting level ore,
mm-hmm.
and like herbs, they would give you like the same XP as like, you know, whatever, like if you're 70, whatever, like wrath,
yep.
or herbs. Where is that still a thing, or did they change that?
I think when I first hit Northrend, I may have got some like ones that you get like parts of, and then you've got to make like add 10 together to make like one. But I haven't had any real, like, everything for pretty muchly, I'd like to say pretty muchly from maybe 62 or 63 to 70, everything's been normal, you know, like getting normal herbs and normal ore. So, but I do notice I've got a couple of things in my bag that I'm like, how the hell did I get them? I just, I don't remember.
What I mean, like, is, like, you could be, like, 100, and, like, you could run around, I don't know, one of the starting zones and pick up Peace Bloom, and it would give you, like normal XP.
Oh, okay, XP-wise. I know from 1 to 60, I pretty much did most of that leveling in New Tinkertown and Dunmoro, because there was no difference. Even when I took her to Western Plaguelands and went round the lake area, because that lake is really good, and I thought, well, I want to get some other herbs instead of always getting, you know, Peace Bloom and Silver Leaf and Earthroot. I thought I'd go somewhere different. The XP is exactly the same from 1 to 60, but for going back, I'm just trying. Yeah, then you've got to move, as Fair says. You don't get that. But I think the XP from me doing Outlands or Northrend, because I did pop to Outlands, I'm pretty sure that was the same. Like, it didn't matter if I was in Outlands or Northrend. They were coming up as the same stuff. So I was like, you know what? I personally prefer Northrend, because I really enjoy those zones over... It's not that I don't like Outlands, but, you know, can be a little bit more trickier. So hence why I've just kind of kept her in either Boreal Tundra and Shalazar. That's pretty much what I did from about 62 to 70. Was just those two zones. So, yeah. Yeah, so I'm not sure. I'll have to test it again to see. I'll let you know, because I'm pretty sure would drop away significantly.
Yeah. I think they changed that. I think it was like that at one point in the very beginning of BFA, and it was, really kind of strange.
Yeah.
Like, that you could, you know, level, 1 to 120 in, a starting zone.
Yeah. But yeah, that'd kind of be a bit broken, so we can understand that. But, I mean, to get 60 levels there is, you know, that's still within itself is very decent, because the difference between doing, the Tauren Druid side of going around, Horde side doesn't have a new Tinkertown, or it doesn't have something done. Durotara is probably the closest that I can get to Dunmoro in mobs and availability, but Durotara's certainly got more. Those bloody Scorpids, I tell ya, I swear to God. I'm hoping I don't accidentally kill one of those, because they're like sneaky little bastards trying to follow you. So, it's definitely more interesting. I've got to be more awake or more with it as such when I'm playing the Tauren as opposed to playing the Night Elf. So, you know, I can feel a bit more chill on the Night Elf, but, anyway, we're getting there, so we will see. All right, well, that's been our week, so I think we will go on to, let me find the bumper, here it is.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita Ann Stone.
Yay, thanks for that, Rogue Slayer. All right, so as I said, Dark Moon Fair is this week. This weekend starts. The usual stuff. If you've not done Dark Moon Fair, a good time, especially on your little toons. I think it's either level 7 or 8 is when you can actually collect the quest to go to Dark Moon Fair. Get your tickets, use your tickets to buy the bag and sell the bag back. It'll give you 10 gold to help get you started, plus a 16 slot bag. That's good.
Yep, you Bloodthirsty. With the initial quest, what was it? Sell it back 4 times, keep the 5th. But if you're on a iron, tin, or green, just to the left of that booth, there's another quest for the
Grizzly trophies.
You just get that for killing stuff out in the world.
Yep.
You get another, what is it, 10 tickets?
10.
And then you can repeat the process again.
Exactly.
You would have to sell the bag back before you can do it because it's a unique item. You can only have one.
Yes.
But it'll give you a good goal. That way you don't got to worry about repairs and rioting and stuff like mm-hmm. that. You have the money.
Exactly. You get 2 gold 50 for selling back the bag. So, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you do it? Just remember, bloodthirsties, don't do it. You don't want to be wasting your quests on. So, really, going to Dark Moon Fair is fine for everything other than bloodthirsty.
And obviously, passies can't do the grizzly trophies.
Yes, exactly. But the bonus is that your passies have got professions. So mm-hmm. make sure you have got your passes to, I think it is 75 skill to be able to pick up the profession quests at Dark Moon Fair. And again, you're going to get tickets. Don't do whack and all. Absolutely. Was there another one?
Skills.
Is it
I don't know. Like I said, I tried pacifist 2 times, never got anywhere near being able to do professions because I just was so bored.
Yeah.
But that's just me. You know, you would have to talk to somebody that does it more regularly.
Yeah. I was just seeing if Fair was going to say something in the chat room. I know Wackenor was that and had a feeling.
I think the tank one, maybe.
Oh, yeah, that might be it.
Yeah.
But I'm not certain on that.
Yeah. I normally.
Yep. That's it. Tonks.
Tonks.
Fair's confirmed.
Yep. Tonks broke sometime. Okay. Knowles.
Thank
and,
you, Fair.
Five says he only does turtle toss with the passy and ignores the other games. Okay. See, I don't even do any of those games.
Why are you tossing turtles? What did the turtles ever do to you, Five?
turtle tossing.
Turtle made it to the water. That's what they did.
God, I wish that meme would just die.
No, oh, I so Pepe. Love that.
I like the song.
Oh, it's so cute. I really wanted if Blizzard had have done merchandise for that, I so would have bought a pillow or a t-shirt. They should have run with it. I would totally have a t-shirt with that.
No, they shouldn't have. It'd be Pepe all over again.
I want Mythic shell game. That's what I want.
Mythic shell game. Nice.
Yeah, like WoWhead had the April Fools where it was a 40x40 shell game.
Yes.
But instead we got the drawing circles one.
Oh. Alrighty. Okay, so that's pretty much the only news that we have got for this week. So what we might do is, guys, this is the state of the challenges. Let us see how everyone's been this week. So, Two Shanks, can I get you to start on the irons, please?
All right. Sorry in advance if I butcher your name. At number 10, dead at 78 is Iron Star. Number 9, dead at 78 is Azzy. Number 8, Azzy.
Yeah.
There's people whose name I should definitely get right because they've been around for so long, and I have talked to them all the time.
Don't worry, Azzy was probably back up to 70 in 2 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Number 8, 79, Jangler.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Number 7, 85, Paromist. Number 6, 86, Iron Dan. Number 5, 90 is Fair Lyric.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4, dead at 100 is Evil Stir.
Oh, ouch.
Sure,
you're gonna make my death list look good this year. Just saying.
Number 3 at 106 is Tepigris, maybe? Number 2 at 107 is Exegigacute.
Yes.
Something like that.
Yes.
Number 1 at 117 is Kamachobe Jr.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Nice. There you go. Didn't do too bad. That's good. Guys, I know Stir and Lazzy likes doing this, you know, your turn, my turn, etc. But guys, 78 and 100. Oh, my lordy. Mind you, as he says, he's back at 32. Like, seriously, that man is a freaking machine. Thank you, Taco. Thank you, sweetie, for the sub. Appreciate that.
Taco!
Okay, let's go. Zorts, what do we got on Bloods?
All right. At number 10, sitting at level 50, is Zayabara. Number 9 at level 51 is Buckshot Bin. And here we go, the beginning.
Okay.
At number 8, at level 53, is Soul Fist, a.k.a. Nisi. Hmm? Number 7 is Mecha Blade, level 57, R.I.P., Number 6, I don't know who this idiot is. He should just pack it up and go home. Is Bloodzorts.
Sitting at level 60.
Number 5 is Sanguistone at level 64. There's another note here. I'm doubtful about this. It claims the best.
That's not mine.
My doubts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number 4, Nisi again with Soul Snuffer at level 72.
Nice.
Level 3 is Blood Trap. Or level 3? Level 3. Yeah, level 3, guys. Number 3 is Blood Trap at level 74. Number 2, Soul Stone at number 82. And holding down both the 1 and 2 position, Nisi again with Soulful Paw at 101.
Well done.
Don't believe everything you read in here on the internet, Stone.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
So good job to all the Bloods.
Well done, Bloods.
You know.
Yeah.
We only had one bite the dust this week, so.
Not too bad. Not too bad at all. Alrighty, let's have a look at the passies. So, pacifists, please, Two Shanks, who have we got?
At number 10, we have Pose Picker at 47. At number 9, we have Fair Flora at 49. Mm-hmm. At number 8, we have Passing Stone at 50. And there's a note that says also the best, this time with 5 exclamation marks.
Lies, fake news.
Think someone might be a tad delusional when he's not well. That's all I'm saying. Okay.
I think he figures, you know, I have access to the documents. I'm just going to put all the lies in I want. I mean, who said that?
At number 7 is Eek at 51. At number 6 is Awesome Bloomster at 54. Yep. Bloomster. And number 5 is Caliona. Calionia at 57. Mm-hmm. Number 4 is Fair Ipa at 61. Number 3 is Passilita at 70. Number 2 is Pacifist at 73. Number 1 is Zaya Passy at 77.
Wow. Well done, Passies. Look at that. Not one single Passy hit the dust. Well, that's on the list. So well done, Passies. All right. Tins.
All right.
Zorts. Go
All
for
right.
it.
Number 10, we got Gobbish at level 31. Number 9 is Faelie at level 34. Lucy Lynn clocking in the 8th position at level 38. Better Tin at number 7 at level 39. This is in Cyrillic. I don't know what the translation is, so I'm just going to say it how it looks. Katatopet at level 45, sitting in number 6.
Well done.
Annihilus is number 5 at level 46. Sarazan at number 4 is level 54. Ferran, level 62, red flagged, one heirloom slot was equipped.
Oop.
So sorry. Thanks for playing.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, Arendelle is level 63. And at number 1 is Diwetha at level 67. So good job to the Tins.
Well done, Tins. They've been pretty busy this week.
Stat of net. Okay, well, couldn't you have just... Never mind.
No, of course he doesn't, because he likes to leave it and be like, hey,
well, I read what was on the page. So my work here is done.
Yeah. All right, greens, go for it, Two Shanks. How did they go?
At number 10, we have... Sorry. At number 10, we have Yuhi, dead at 62. At number 9, we have Sky Green, 71. Number 8, we have Ailani, at 72. At number 7, we have Evergreen at 80. At number 6, we have Little Bit Birdie at 82.
That's
number 5, we have Sparkly at 84. Number 4, we have Fair Shammy at 84. At number 3, is it Nene?
9.
Is that 9?
I think it's just
9. Well, that's the accent, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, 9. Yeah. At 93. at number 2, we have Fair Verde at 95. Mm-hmm. And then at number 1, we have Zaya Gillith at 110.
Zaya's been busy this week, hasn't he?
Zaya
well
has
done.
Been busy.
Yeah. Exactly. Honestly, we just go with 9 for that because that's no one's ever told us that it's anything different. So if we are butchering your name, please like write in and let us know if there's a pronunciation that we should be doing. Like I'm quite happy to do that. So
I'm not really even certain how to pronounce like those accents. So
yeah, I don't have no idea either. So anyway, the greens, well done, guys. It looks like we've had a pretty good week on those. So let's have a look at the teams. Zots, go for it.
Now, let's face it. This list right here is the only list that matters. All right. The Iron teams. Number 3, we got the Iron Hobos from the EU. Level 26, RIP. That does hurt.
Yeah.
And number 2, Shintorix. Level 29. And at number 1, Team Puppet Rides Again. Again. Level 52.
Well done. Best name ever. I wonder who came up with that, Zorts.
I don't, you know, somebody who is clearly a genius.
Yeah, obviously. Clearly. Genius clearly. Is one word. Absolutely. All right.
Blood teams. We got nothing. Stone
nothing
is crying into his beer right now because no blood teams did anything this week.
Mm-hmm.
For shame.
Okay.
And the green teams. Number 2, we got Tall and Small, level 33. And number 1, once again, 50 Shades of Green, EU at level 37. So
nice.
Good job to all the teams out there, except you blood teams. Slackers.
Taco says, sorry, we were
get
slacking.
Get on, Taco. Come on.
Okay, nice.
Where was that bit? Because she's better than this.
Yeah, hang on. Where is it? Let me find it.
You're better than this.
There we go. That's for you and 5. I see both of you in the chat room. Just saying. Not making you feel guilty, but we see yous.
Just so you know, we're totally judging.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So let us go on to, where's the bumper? Here it is. Here we go.
This just in. It's Chit Chat.
All right. Okay, so this is where you can send in your tips, your tricks, your jokes, your puns, your questions, all of those kinds of things. So as we always like to start our Chit Chat with, we have got something from Azzy. So, Two Shanks, this is up to you. So can you please take it away? Yes.
Look, they
yes.
make me.
I don't want to read it.
Guest, you got
it. I don't want anything. I feel like I don't have to feel bad for like mispronouncing your name if you know do the pun thing.
Mm-hmm.
From why couldn't the toilet paper cross the road? It got stuck in the crack.
Hang on.
Now, I normally say this in chat.
Okay.
But. Boo! Get off the stage!
Nice. Oh, so good. Hang on. Let me play this one for him again, because I think this, you know, it's kind of, he's had better, Azzy, you've had better weeks, so here.
You're better than this.
Just saying, like, you know, it's kind of, I think last week's was really good. I'm still going with that. But anyway, thank you though, Azzy. Appreciate that. Thank you. Just, you know, lift your game just a little.
He says it was his second submission and it's gold anyway.
Gold, of course.
You got a real bad definition of gold.
I don't know. I'm wondering if maybe as he's like semi colorblind, like all he sees.
You thought I might like that better than the first one? It's a pun. I don't like puns.
Okay. All right. Zortz, how about you take the next thing, please?
All right. From Ulti, since I just checked the Green Man Challenge and can't see anything being said about shirts and tabards there, is it safe to assume that I'm allowed to use them as long as they aren't blue or higher? I don't do the Green Man Challenge. I have no clue.
That's okay. So this is,
can we get an answer from somebody who might know in the chat?
Yes. So Green Man is, the answer is in the FAQ. Yep.
Okay. Five. The FAQ.
Yeah.
Thank
exactly.
you, Five. If you read it, Thank read you. It again.
Yes.
Moving on.
Absolutely. All right. So this one is from Corpse Grind. So he says, if I click on a treasure named Elixir of Shadow Sight, will that flag me? Now, I know what he's talking about, but I would have no clue because obviously we're at an end of a challenge tune that I've yet to get to. So Stir has answered. So this is what Stir had to say. He says, yes, you can loot Elixir of Shadow Sight. Decent points, so do so. But like all elixirs, you must not consume. Yes, this means you will be robbed of some treasures that can only become visible if you drink the elixir. And there are other treasure in spires that you are robbed of, especially the ones that require archaeology to loot. Just the way it is. So it's something that you can loot it, but don't drink it. Because obviously as soon as you drink that lotion, the elixir being a potion elixir, it's going to flag you. So thank you for that information, sir. Because honestly, I would have just assumed to stay away anyway. But good question. It's good to know. Good to know. All right. Two Shanks. What have we got from Johnny Boy here?
Hey guys, can I use the auction house when competing in the Iron Man Challenge to find items and gear?
Yes.
Are we just answering like FAQ or?
Pretty much.
I'm facepalming right now.
Yeah, it's really. I would say it's really encouraged. You can sell stuff. I mean, as long as you're not like jacking up the price, and then like having a friend buy it. As long as you're not engaging in stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like any greens you get. Yeah, like you can make a lot of gold, like if you're on an RP realm, and yeah, if you need like a better weapon or whatever, yeah, go ahead.
Exactly. You know,
I'm just going to throw this out there. There's a place where that question's already answered. We talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
It's in the freaking rules in the FAQ.
Yeah.
Just read the damn things already.
FAQ is definitely there, but yes. Auction house does come in handy. Just again, be careful of anything that you're buying off the auction house that someone hasn't put, you know, added an enchant to it or something like that. So again, be careful. But and again, for the 100th time, please read the FAQ. All right. What do we got, Zortz? Next All one, right. please.
From Smorks. He says, hello guys, if I'm level 17 and my buddies are level 10, can we still create a team for the Iron Man or do we have to be the same level? Stone already got the answer on this. He says, nope, you can pretty much create your team anywhere in the 10 to 20 range as long as, but as soon as someone hits 21, the team gets locked, so no adding or removing members. But your team level is based on your lowest level member and your team members cannot level solely.
Yep.
Is that actually a word? All right, we're making it a word.
Maybe?
Okay. Once someone reaches level 21 and is locked. So you're good to go so long as everybody's under level 20.
Yep, exactly. So that's good to know on that. So good luck with that, guys. All right. You've got to put it solid because I copied exactly what you put, Stone. So, yeah. Unless, did Nisi make up words? Okay, Nisi, that's fine. Solo is a good word. I like it. I understand. All right, so from Dennis, this was a last minute one, I think, from Facebook. He says, hey, quick question. I didn't find the answer to it in the FAQ or in the rules. I am trying Iron Man in vanilla. Is it allowed to train my pet? Bite, taunt, etc. Taunt doesn't cost any training points. So, first things first, we're not sure if he's talking about doing beta testing or a private server. So I just want to add, we do not endorse private servers, guys. So, you know, what you do on that, we don't want to know about it. We don't have anything to do with them. However, for Iron Man in vanilla, because of course you've got to go and get the talents. You've got, not the talents, the spells. You've got to go and talk to your trainers that you will be allowed, you can go purchase the, what you need, including for your pets. And honestly, I hadn't thought about that until the other day when someone else had mentioned, you know, they had to go and get their training because, you know, we're so used to it just being given to us now.
Yep.
I remember couldn't afford stuff.
I don't know if we have an answer for this.
Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
I don't know if any of us, I know I'm not in the beta. I think was Stone? Yeah, Stone got into the beta.
Yeah. And there was someone else, and I think that they couldn't, I can't remember if it was Stone or someone else. Training is allowed. Yes, exactly. So, but you've got to buy it. Like, not all of it, but there's a lot that you've got to buy. You're going to be paying
gold for it, so.
Yeah. So, and I remember someone saying,
just can't use your talents, and you can't take a spec in vanilla. Remember that. No spec, no talents.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God, that talent tree.
I missed not having specs. Like in the Iron Man challenge, I wish like we could, you know, not have specs.
Specs is, yeah, it's going to be interesting for Classic. We will see. But anyway, all right. Well, I think, is there anything else in Nisi just General? Saying if you are a green man or bloodthirsty, you can wear a shirt or tabard since you can wear green gear. They are the only ones who can. Just have to follow your challenges gear rules. Providing those tabards and shirts are green, anything higher for them, they can't. Exactly. Other than that, FAQ. Yeah. FAQ.
Please, for the love of dog, read the FAQ.
FAQ. Absolutely. I think we've kind of covered everything, guys. Stone is very sorry he missed being on the show with Two Shanks.
Yeah, he's been heartbroken about that all week.
Yeah.
Could have had two Sharks fans.
He's been busy. But thank you, Two Shanks, for at least coming and having your chat. And Stone is technically resting. All right. So thank you. Let's do the thank yous and let's wrap up the show. I'm going to pass this over to my co-host for today. So Zort, take it away, please.
This group of people are the Iron Elite. These are the people that have supported the show and the site through, be it a Patreon, Twitch sub, whatever, you know, to help defer server costs, and it does help. It really does help, guys. So thank you very much for that. So thank you to the lovely Aliandras, the king of the puns, Azzy, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Daenerys 1985, Dave the Hunter, Dino Twitch, Execute, Elby, Fair, Five Iron, Frasley Sparkspan, Gatson, Grand Nagus, Introvert Genius, Cashbringer, no, we won't cash you outside because Stone ain't here. Chris W., Layla, Moria TV, Mrs. Rock Guru, Never Die, Nisi, O Canada, Onyx, P.S. Ducky, Rude De Bruin, Sturs, Swing Cat, Taco, Thelani, Tiber,
a.k.a. Tiber,
Toasty, Tuli Bardeen, some knucklehead named Turnwinkle, Two Frog, Olminia, Unamithil, Winmina, Zaya, me, and of course, thank you to everybody that is a mod in the Twitch, the forums, and the Discord. My I'm going to exclude myself because I don't do much any of those places. AT, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Stir, Saya. Thank you for picking up my slack, guys.
Thank you. That was like one of... There is no way I can top that, Zort. So thank you so much for reading the Iron Elite list out. That was awesome. I really appreciate that. And yes, thank you as always. Stone and I... And Zort, you do things. So, you know, so thank you. I didn't mean to make do-do, but obviously I've said it. But yeah, to you guys, to all the mods, for everything you guys do, thank you so much. It makes Stones and my life easier. And at the moment, real life is just going a bit crazy. So thank you very, very much from the bottom of our hearts. We appreciate it. Thank you guys for everyone who popped in, who was here watching the show. We appreciate that. And just, you know, coming to hang with us. So thank you very much for next week. So we will be back next week, which is Saturday the 8th of June, again 7 p.m. Eastern time. Excuse me. We will have Seraphis will be joining us next week. Man. Yeah.
Lose his mind. I love it.
Yeah, it's gonna be, well, it'll be fun.
Let the googly-eyed bacon begin.
Yes, exactly. So Seraphis is going to come and have a chat to us because there's, you know, some stuff that's going on and we'd like to catch up with him. So that should be...
Stuff, you say?
Fun times. Yes. Yeah, he's always fun guy. So awesome. All right, Touchance, thank you so much for today. Thank you for all the information. I think I've got so many tips and... so much information to go with. So we really appreciate you giving up some time and just having a chat with us. If you would like to tell anyone where they can find you or get in contact, that would be awesome.
Yeah, probably just Discord. So it's Touchance. I'm in the, you know, WoW Challenges Discord. So, you know, if you have a question, just at me or just DM me, whatever.
Excellent. Well, thank you. And we do see you pop up every now and again with answering questions and that. And we and again, you know, with the experience that you've had and what you've done on Too Thirsty, it's great to have, you know, that kind of insight. So thank you so very much for that. Now, don't forget, guys, you can find all of the information, all of it, on wowchallenges.com. That you can find where you can get into Discord, our Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channels. There is also, don't forget, check out the rules. I'm just throwing it out there. There's rules and FAQs. Make sure you have a quick, not a quick look, a good read through of those. Now, you can find the episodes on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. And if you'd like to send in your tips, tricks, puns, jokes, questions, send it to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Zort, where can we find you, please?
You guys can find me in the WoW Challenges Discord. I'm usually just kind of lurking in there somewhere. On Twitter, I am at Zort the Goblin, XORTZTHEGOBLIN, all lowercase, all one word. You can also find me over on Twitch under the same name, and tomorrow is Zortzmas, so I will be doing a lot of streaming tomorrow and probably drinking adult beverages at some point while doing it. So yay, come hang out and, you know,
nice,
have a good time.
Yeah,
we'll be doing some WoW stuff, we'll be doing some other games. All right,
have you gone back to PUBG or no? That's like,
no,
completely
no, there,
not,
there is no, no,
it.
We're done. We're done with that. We have okay. Buried that.
It's gone. Right. Buried it. Okay. Well, happy Zorts.
It went from Zorts bad to bad to really bad to we can't play it now.
Okay. All right. So. Well, to Zorts, technically it's your Zortzmas today in Australia then. So happy Zortzmas Australian style. Day, because it is it would be your birthday here, so you have a great day tomorrow though.
I took off work. I'm not going to work tomorrow, screw that.
Yeah, that's the way. That's what I do for August. It's just like
I'm a firm believer in one should not have to work on such a day. So
That's so true. All right. Okay, so for Stone, you can find him on Twitter at StoneGrasp, which is StoneGrasp. And you can find our other show, which we did do an episode the other week, Adventures in Azeroth, over there. You can find me on Twitter at LetaWow, which is LeetaWow, as well as Behind the Avatar is my other show. There will be one coming. Let's just leave it at that. All right. Some other thank yous. Take it away.
We would like to give a big thank you to Mark Conan on the intro. You can find him at Mark Conan Wow on Twitter. And also a big thank you to the man with the greatest beard ever, Epic Insanity, for the outro. You can find him at Epic_Insanity on the Twitter and the Frozen Nerds and BlizzCon podcast.
Thank you. That's right. Epic has got a new show, which is a BlizzCon podcast, it's called. So check them out. And again, we always appreciate and thank them very much because we do love our intros and outros. So
they
thanks,
guys. They are amazing.
They are. We're very, very, very lucky to have two awesome friends help us with that. All right. Well, chat room, you guys, thank you so much. Everyone have a really a great day, night, wherever you're at. Two Shanks again, thank you so much for your time and for hanging out with Zortz and myself. Zortz, thank you for hanging out with me and Two Shanks. Pretty much.
Not a problem. Always happy to pop in.
All right. Well, other than that, guys, take it easy. Have a great week. Stay safe both in and out of game. Say goodbye, guys. All right.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.